The nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria, Info Lagos. Good morning to you. Welcome back to Dailies Today. Yes, we're back to Dailies Today. The papers are here now. You can watch on Facebook. You can also watch on YouTube this morning. You can watch on those two platforms, Facebook and YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3 is how you can join us. All righty. I'm Sheriff Quatri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. Good morning.
Let's start with this one here. Vanguard. Old notes will obey Supreme Court ruling, says FG.
Well, that is a given. It's not as if the government has any choice. So the Attorney General, Abubakar Malami, and thank God that he did that, he says that they will actually obey, they will have to obey the Supreme Court ruling. But there's a problem. He says that the CBN, which is a necessary party to the issue, was not joined, and that consequently the Supreme Court lacked jurisdiction to decide on the matter in the first instance. Now, if you say the CBN was not joined, now who takes responsibility for this redesign? Is it the CBN?
The CBN.
Or the federal government?
The CBN.
If the CBN was not joined, so it could the judgment have been in vain? You have said that the federal government should go beyond the 10th, the date of the 10th. But if technically it is the CBN that has responsibility, then you have given the judgment to the wrong person. But I suspect that, you know, maturity will come to play here. And it's just 5 days, really. Mm. It's just 5 days in between. That, again, I think is the fault of the lawyers who filed the suit at the danger. But something says that, I think something to the effect that if the CBN had been joined, then some legal mumbo-jumbo, but if the CBN had been joined, then there wouldn't be jurisdiction. I don't understand some of these legal things. But all said and done, we just have another 5 days, which we can bear. My advice to you, though, is, and let's get very, very clear, the issue we have now in the country is not the issue of old notes. It's the issue of cash available. Mm-hmm. If it was the issue of old notes would have flooded the streets and we'll still be able to transact business. You know, so the issue as it affects us is not changing of old notes. It's cash available. We want cash. As we speak now, now that it's been extended, well, I'm not sure I'm going to be taking old notes as a person. Yeah, because to now convince some people to take it from you is going to be a big problem. So my advice, on a personal note, I'm not talking of legal, is if I were you, I'd avoid the old notes. Because there is no guarantee that where you want to spend that money. Indeed, I went to a supermarket. Yes, was it a supermarket? I went to a restaurant. One of the two. I saw a sign there that they've given their own deadline for taking the old notes.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Unless it's a gift. I won't take old notes, but if it is a gift, I would. If not free, if it's a gift, please bring it. But unless it's a gift, I think I'd be a bit careful about doing any transaction, especially in large volume, in the old notes. Mm. So the ding dong is going on and on. We hope that reason will prevail.
Do you think CBN should have said something concerning the court order? I get it because CBN, you know, was not joined in the suit. I get it.
Yes.
But should they have said something should they have addressed this? Because essentially, they are directly involved.
There's a bit of politics going on here. You know, the federal government has said, okay, we will obey the instruction, but the people that have the real power are not joined in the suit. Mm-hmm. So CBN might not just say anything, because if there was anything to be said, we should be reading it in the papers this morning.
Right.
So they might not just say anything. So in reality, I must tell you that old notes, in law and in principle, they're acceptable, but on a personal level, I would rather not take onus. Of course, except you have a stash somewhere that you want to get it or bring it. I will take that one. I know what to do. I know how to wash that one into new notes. I know how to wash it, to launder it into new notes. What is wrong with that?
You know how to launder money. Yes. So you're a money launderer.
I'm not
you know,
money.
You're saying knowing, it on national radio now.
Knowing how to launder
that you're
money.
You're knowing, a money launderer.
It's like saying, are you going to tell me you don't know how to break a padlock?
No, I don't.
Sheriff,
I don't know.
Which is even mad sense that it doesn't fit.
I don't know how to break into people's...
Did you go to boarding school?
No, I did not.
No wonder. There's a way you can do it.
What
was it called? I think it was not compass. It was called divider.
Okay, those two dividers in
those
the
two
master.
Dividers. You put one and turn it and bingo.
Ha! Huh. Professor is here.
but you know that with our profession, you get to know so many things. But I wouldn't put it to practice. I wouldn't wash money for anybody.
But honestly, though, as you rightly said, should people still continue to transact?
I think discretion is a better part of value. If it's going to become an argument, you have, let's say, 500,000 old notes, and you want to go and buy something, you want to go to Mega Plaza to buy. I think it was Mega Plaza I saw that sign. You want to go to Mega Plaza and Raul, the chief accountant there, my good friend, I think he's Israeli, I can't take this one. What would you do? But if it's a gift, because you see, part of your problem now is getting into the banks now is a problem.
Yep.
Even for other businesses. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know.
The branches are shutting down already.
Would it surprise you that some banks might not even take the old notes?
No, it wouldn't. Because they will have to accept it if they had received a directive, a memo from the CBN. But right now, we can't hear of anything. We don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know if CBN has directed them to be still accepting it or not.
That is why you have become a master on this job. Yes.
What did I do again?
No, this thing that you just said. Oh, okay. Yes, I don't think many people would have caught up on that. Left to me, if I were you,
it's a lie.
But if it's money that you want to throw away, you bring it.
You find a way. My decent to straight.
That's a case. You're not going to taste it. You know, the other day, the man will wear tennis on top of suit. You see, he said, what's the name of this Zenith?
Jimovia.
He said, I'm a Jimovia boy. Me, I'm a Kalakuta boy.
You're a Kalakuta boy. Oh boy. I don't want to even feel the impact of this confusion right now, because someone called the show this morning. The person was still confused as to whether they should go ahead and still be.
Well, I think what you need to do as a citizen and as an individual is to keep yourself on the straight and narrow so we can manage ourselves through this situation. A lot of challenges are going to come up. A lot of challenges. So you need to get your head fixed. You know, don't worry about these politicians. It's their stock in trade. They are the ones who gain from all this confusion. Trust me. Because it appears as if, going through some things online, you know, in the middle of the night, it appears as if some of the money that is meant to go to the public is being diverted into private hands, if you get what I mean. So it looks like they're mopping up all cash in sight. So you just keep your head on the straight and narrow, minimum cash. Don't bother your head. Minimum cash that you can manage. Use your.
Do you also believe that some Nigerians themselves, are hoarding the new notes?
Yes, now because we're people who panic. Some people are hoarding these new notes at home, and I wonder why.
Yeah.
Somebody was telling me just this morning that it'd be like, say, they go market. Because the elections is coming, I need to stock the house. Women, come on, give me a break. Stop panicking. Yeah. God forbid, if there is wahala, you can't even stay in your house.
You can't even eat that food.
You can't even stay in your house. You know, so we're given to panic. You find people, educated people, you know, you'll ask them, oh, what are your feelings about this election? Who are you voting for? Eh, you find people say things like, I would have voted for so and so, but they will not allow it to happen. They will not, you know. Then you find people who also say that, I don't want to waste my vote. That is the dumbest thing ever any voter should be thinking.
Right.
It's a very silly argument. I don't want to vote for my preferred candidate because I will be wasting my vote. This is not Arsenal versus Man City, where you shift from today an Arsenal supporter, tomorrow a Liverpool supporter, because we always want to be with the winning thing. A vote is something you expect. It's between you, your God, and the vote you put inside. It is a spiritual thing to express that, okay, in the leadership of this state, local government, this country, this is my own contribution. That's the way to look at it. Don't say, don't let them deceive you. Am I a cause of anybody? Am I double? No. You can double no, but your conscience is free. Your conscience is clear.
Double no meaning you can vote for anybody you want to vote for.
No, double no means don't throw your vote away. Let's do a direct translation.
So no. Okay, in the context of what you're saying, what does
it mean? Yeah, double no. Am I double no means don't throw your vote away. That you should vote for the winning person.
Okay.
You know, the people thinking sometimes, I'm sorry to say, because I'm a Nigerian too, like that reverend who said that, let us pray that the person you are voting for, your next child and grandson, should take the exact character. And we are going to have that prayer next week. I'm going to bring all the prayer warriors at Awoni Wo to say that, let us, we'll have a prayer session here sometime next week to say that, look, for Nigerians, anybody you vote for,
yeah,
may your next grandchild or son, even if it's straight bullet, take on the character of that person.
Okay.
Because when the man said it in church, there was one man that was looking at his shoelace, another one was adjusting his chair, and I said to myself, oh my God. Oh my God. I named my son after Taslim Olawale Elias. Because I believed in him. You know, in any case, I mean, he practically brought me up as a godson. So, our people need orientation about what voting itself is. What voting is. If people actually understood what voting is, and there is a spiritual side to it, there's a spiritual connect to it that hasn't been emphasized and people don't know. Look, everything you do has a spiritual bent to it. Trust me on that one. Everything you do, it's like we pile up spiritual coins in life that will come to manifest later. So that maybe next week, or whether you agree or not, we must do that prayer. Bring an imam. I will call Dubi to bring me to Ifa priest. That whoever you curse.
That will be weird.
It's not, you see now.
It will be weird.
That is what we need.
Like,
if the, see, let
so,
me
so that's the thing. Yeah, sorry to butting. At this juncture, I think everybody still ultimately, you know, they have their rights to vote for whoever
saying,
they want to vote for.
No, we are not saying
for.
We don't have the right.
They don't need
we are
any,
for you.
They don't need the prayer.
No, listen.
They don't
what,
need the
what
prayer.
What we are doing is we are praying for you that because of your feelings towards the country, that this person that you have put forward to lead the country, may your next grandchild or even stray bullet, may that child be like this person. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a prayer. If I vote, if
it's,
I, if,
it's okay, an unsolicited
okay.
prayer.
If I, yes, but you can reject it. If I'm voting for Awolowo now, I can name my son Obafemi Awolowo now. After Jonathan was named as a Kiwi, there's nothing wrong with that. Yes, me, I'm going to vote. I'm going to use my voting as a prayer. You know, Yorubas have this thing like they will say you use this child to beg God to give you a child like this.
That
is what I'm going to do with my votes, and that's the spirit people should have.
Okay, let's go to the next story.
No, not at all. Okay, the person you are going to vote for, will you name your next? Can you name your next child after him?
No, I can't.
No, that's Muslim and Christian name. That's Muslim and Christian. Peter Quadri.
Sorry.
Don't let me die. Sorry. Don't let me die. If you'd like to have a Peter Quadri.
Oh, my word.
I caught you out there. Yes, I caught you out
there. Well, I'm not saying I'm voting for anybody.
No, though. No. I just did my analysis. Hey. That's what you pay me to do here.
Okay. Let's take a... excuse me. Next story. This story is on page 8 of the Vanguard newspaper. Buhari prepares for May 29 handover, sets up transition council.
Sheriff, yeah. Like Uche would say, isn't this a bit too early? Correct me if I'm wrong. There's a major... Okay, fine. We're happy that the president is looking forward and so on and so forth. Mm. But is this thing more symbolic than anything? Couldn't we? Because my thinking is that if we were going to set up a transition council, it would also include representatives of the president.
Usually. Yeah. It's a practice. It's standard practice.
So I'm wondering why. Maybe he just wants to be ahead of his game. You know, we've been accusing him of being slow. This committee will start, then the others will join them.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. Mm. But I'd like to be corrected. This is the first time I'm seeing this in Nigeria. Mm. Where you set up a transitional council even before the election.
I think it's remarkable, if you ask me. I think it's good. I think it's great.
If it's not symbolic.
How do you mean symbolic?
No, if it's not just done to inspire people to see the president is ready to hand over and so on and so
that.
Forth.
Okay.
I will be able to do this after the election if it takes place.
Yeah.
If it takes place.
I think it will.
Well, I'm not taking any bets with you on that. Because you probably see better than I can.
Is that okay? Let's move on. Daily Trust is next. Obasanjo faults appointment of former IGPs as PSC chairman.
I'm going to sue Obasanjo because I've been saying this for close to 2 years. That's a joke. And I just started, you know, making a frantic phone call to him that one character on radio says he's going to sue you. But his position is very valid. When South Africa had a problem with their police, with their policing, Nelson Mandela, he said, and I remember very well that, look, the problem with the police is not just the organizational structure. Okay? It's managerial processes and so on and so forth. Need somebody with thorough managerial expertise to handle that function. So the Inspector General in South Africa at some point was not even a policeman. Just like we have a soldier now who is heading customs. What is the benefit of having an Inspector General and then you have a former Inspector General as chairman of the Police Service Commission? You're having two IGPs back to back. That's why there's always quarrels. You remember when Smith was there? It was quarrels galore. You know, they were at whatever. So I hope that the president would rethink this appointment. And I agree with General Obasanjo. Yes, President Obasanjo, who expressed his grievance when he spoke at the public presentation of a book, Policing the Nigeria Police, authored by a former chairman of the PSC, Simon Okeke. Obasanjo said, when you make a retired police officer the head of the service commission, it's like asking a thief to catch a thief. But there's this proverb that says that it's the thief that knows all the pathways to go and catch another thief. I don't know why he used the word thief. And he said civilians should be appointed as chairmen and retired police officers appointed as members of the PSC to ensure effective and efficient service delivery. Obasanjo noted that the author believed that Nigeria should not have a unitary police establishment, as people had argued that state police would be abused by governors. I think with what we are seeing now, there is reason for us to be cautious about state police. Some of the things that we hear that parties are doing in states that they control give an indication that if we ever had state police, a lot more people will be inside the gallows and outside, you know. But that's neither here nor yes. So he says, I won't say yes or no, but can they not be abused by the federal government? Okay. And he says, for a federation, it is contrary to the ideal of the country because unitary policing system is not close enough to the community where the police are supposed to be. Well, we have a semblance of community police. In Lagos, we have some organization that handles petty crimes and things like that. Of course, you know about Amotekun and all these other ones. So maybe we might as well say we have some form of state policing. And he says that, I believe the police should be a police service, not a police force. This force was in the days when we were part of the British colony. They needed a group of people to beat these ends. Yeah, I don't want to use that word on here, but the ends, to beat them into submission. You know, that's the thinking of the police. The police were set up to, you know, to enforce the law, not just enforce the law, to force the law down people's throats, whether they like it or not. So that's what we have here. I believe very strongly that yes, it would be nice to have, like, you know, former chairman of some multinational, a retired person who can bring some structural changes to the police force.
Indeed. Let's go to page 9, Vanguard. Polls, FG orders, varsities shut.
Yeah, I'm glad that they did. And when I heard the arguments going on and on, I just laughed that people, the very strong element, the very strong reason for making sure that the varsity is closed, people have said that that is the issue of security. Because, look, we have elections around the corner. Fair enough. What do you think the results would be, and how do you think people will react? The last thing you want is to have a congregate of young people, you know, congregated in one place. You never know what could come out of it. So not just the universities, I think the other institutions, you know, they should be shut and let the students go home. Because Nigeria is very volatile. By the way, have you seen the video making the rounds?
Which one?
The one with the Oshiomhole in Benin City.
Yes, I saw that.
You saw the video. That's an indication of what... I won't describe it. You go look for it yourself. That's an indication of the kind of reaction that you could jolly well get. So, I mean, for that reason alone, for security reason, and I think the VC of UNILAG alluded to that in the news this morning. I think for that alone, let's shut the universities, let the kids go home. Sorry that I use the word kids. Let the gentlemen know, because university has no age limits. You know, we had an 80-year-old, I think it was Dayo Duile, just graduated PhD or so. PhD, yeah.
Brilliant.
At 80.
Wow, nice. Okay.
Yes.
Obi Dati campaign berates INEC for identifying with anti-Obi posts.
Now, I'm sure you're quite familiar with what happened here. Okay, so Shem Kuti tweeted something about Obi, and INEC liked it. In principle, but the truth is, I am sure it is some person that handles the INEC social media that did that. Forgetting, you see, people must know, our government officials must know that if you are giving, first of all, you need to put competent people to handle the social media. The era where you'll be throwing 50,000, and even the political parties are guilty of this, where you think every Tom, Dick, and Harry can handle social media. Those days are gone. The world is very, very sensitive. Now, see how he has embarrassed INEC, whoever that person is. Because, okay, Shem Kuti said he didn't believe in Peter Obi or whatever. That's his personal opinion. You can't fault that. And then the INEC handle went and liked it. That means it's an endorsement. Thank God that these people are showing a bit more restraint and maturity. It could lead to a big-time crisis. It could jolly well lead to a big-time crisis. So, for please, even for the individual, be careful what you do with your social handle. A lot of you, I would have made tons of money. You know, I would have made tons of money. In fact, there was one time I told liberals to help me compile to see how much I would have made from those of you who post things that are derogatory to my person. You're not going to get away with these things. And like somebody said, I think it was Hundeyin, David, that name of that journalist.
Yes.
Look, you can't even hide behind a fake, or what you consider a fake or a concealed Twitter account. You know, so we need to be careful. We need to be very, very careful. that responsibility must be given to somebody who is responsible, matured, and sensitive. But I am glad that the Obidati campaign are virtually almost taking this in good faith.
That's where we'll stop this morning. What's coming up at 9?
Card mortgage.
Okay. All right. Great. Looking forward to that. Thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Yeah.
Lagos, let's bring you the news. After the news, we'll continue with Open Mic Friday. Stay with us.
When I finish downloading this show like this, I will go straight to Tayo's house to eat sweet jollof.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running late to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired are fired.
It's looking like the brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. Now, what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not a Chelsea.